Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We appreciate you being here on the 2nd of April, 2022. To the birthday kids sitting across from me, Todd and Denise. And then we're going to talk about a couple interesting things this hour. The interesting thing that I was talking about was the Utah rancher. We're going to talk about 86 years old that may be doing some criminal time in jail for not following through with a mediation settlement agreement or a contract agreement and what the court ordered him to do. And so he might do some jail time, but it's interesting to see this family and how this Birch Creek Ranch is what it's called, and it's in Utah, and the dispute between the family, the kids and the dad, three kids and the dad. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a one-legged inmate bringing a lawsuit. We got to talk about that. That's an interesting lawsuit. And a doctor sued for impregnating his patient. We're going to discuss that. Protesters suing the police department. We're going to talk about that. Really interesting things third hour. The reason we say that is third hour, sometimes we like to keep some interesting topics so you stick around. But we also have a thing called quick takes at the end. That's where each of us say a quick little take about the 3 hours you listened. I want you to take this home and remember it. That's what we do. And then, but other than that, we sit here and we do a thing called case or no case, which I'm going to get to in a minute, because if you want to call in, you don't even have to be on the radio. You can give your opinion on the case or no case at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Look at the website, radiolawtalk.com. It is going to change. We just had a full revamping of the radio website. So look at it now while you can, because it's going to change dramatically. It's all pictures of me, guys. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, that's how it should be, I would think. Yeah.
So it's just pictures of me, different poses. So you don't
and
mind
different
that.
Styles, different suits,
yes.
Different sweatshirts, and different sweatshirts. T-shirts.
But you'll notice that Fred got a new chest hair wig for the shot.
That's right.
But he posted those for the upcoming Humility Award that he's in the running for.
Right. Exactly.
And so, well, it is. Anyway, it's going to look pretty cool. It looks nice, and we're excited about it. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take what we say and go take it to the courtroom and argue it. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Go to our website and read our disclaimers. Cal, let's roll case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Most of us have seen the iconic, now cultish film Wayne's World, about the two guys who have a basement TV show on cable access that nobody even uses anymore. But the point is, that's what the movie was about.
Swing.
Yes, right, exactly. And there is a scene in there where Wayne stops by his local guitar store to once again admire the shining white Fender Stratocaster that is his dream guitar. In most versions of the movie, you're liable to see, he asks to try out the guitar and plays three notes before he's cut short by the store employee. No stairway, Wayne laments. Denied. Remember that part of the scene? Okay. A keen-eared rock enthusiast might notice something about the scene. The notes that are played are not Stairway to Heaven notes. In fact, it's something quite different. In a film that eagerly features Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody and a good cover of Sweet's Ballroom Blitz to near perfection, why don't we get to hear Stairway in the music store? Because now many music stores post on the wall, no Stairway to Heaven. So, enter Robert Plant. And he heard about the scene mocking his classic overplayed piece and went to his lawyers and immediately asked, he said, I want this stopped. I have a few reasons. Can we stop them? Do we have a case? I mean, they only played three notes. Do we have a case or no case? And I think, Denise, you get to go first on this. Am I right?
I think it's me.
Oh, Fred. Okay, sorry. Your turn. Yeah, okay.
So the answer is it's three notes. The answer is, I'm going to go quick. No, it's only three notes. Three notes don't depict a full play, I believe. My understanding is it doesn't sound like Stairway to Heaven, the three notes. And those three notes could be anything. Now, the fact that they use the word Stairway to Heaven might be an issue, but there's no way that Robert Plant wins. I believe this is not a case. It's a scenario. Cal's just discussing it while he was sitting in the bathroom. Watching the movie on my iPhone. No, listening to Stairway to Heaven. And, no, it has nothing to do with a lawsuit. Robert Plant didn't bring a lawsuit for three notes. That's it.
What do you think, Todd?
Well, from your scenario, what was it that you are proposing that Robert Plant wanted to stop? Did he want to stop music stores from prohibiting the playing of Stairway to Heaven? Did he want to stop Wayne's World from having this scene? What was it he was trying to stop?
He did not want his song in this little film about with these two guys. He figured it would mock it and take away from the dignity of his song. He just didn't want it to be on there.
Okay, so I'm going to say that this is not a case, a scenario, but not a case, because his attorney probably informed him that, first, they never use the word Stairway to Heaven. They say no stairway, and they intentionally did not use the first three notes of the actual song so that Led Zeppelin couldn't come back and say, well, it could be copyright infringement because it's only three notes, but then you identify the song and you didn't get our permission to use it. So from a legal standpoint, you have three notes that are not the song, and you don't have the full title. Everybody knows what you're talking about, but we did not use your song. That's why Plant has no case, and nothing happened.
Here's a hint before you say that. In the original edit of the film, it was the first three notes of Stairway to Heaven. That's a hint.
Okay.
So then, if you're going to stick by your answer, that's
fine. I'm going to stick by my answer because I'm going to say that they removed it out of fear of the lawsuit, but no lawsuit was ever filed.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, it would be fair use if they did do it because it's a parody, you know, and there is some freedom to make fun of things. It's okay to make a parody of something. And it's not a copyright violation. So, what I'm going to say...
And she's buying a stairway
to heaven. I wouldn't say that. Robert Plant's going to come by.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Robert, if you're listening, my bad. Okay.
It was bad.
I'm going to say that it's a case. And that Robert Plant loses. But he files it so they change it in the movie. But Robert Plant loses.
Okay. So, let me tell you the story, if I may. This was a disagreement over rights fees. The scene in this film is not the only version of the scene that existed. Back in 1992, Wayne played the appropriate first three notes. Unfortunately, Led Zeppelin has a high price to use Stairway to Heaven. Any of it over three notes will cost you $100,000. And so the movie producers found out about that, and they said, we love the song, but just fake something in there, man. We don't need that. So they did that, and there was actually no case filed, but there was some concern. This was a negotiating tactic over the right or the not right.
Can I say yes again? Yeah. That's three in a row.
You're rolling, man.
Arrogant Fred Penny.
Wow. Well,
I finally got points.
Yeah, so 2 points for Denise. What happened to you?
I will come back.
Okay, you probably will. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some very interesting cases, including, but not limited to, a Utah rancher, family lawsuits, protesters suing, the doctor being sued, and the one-legged inmate. We've got to talk about all this stuff. We'll be back.
Wow. How do you like that? Lots of great stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk. So you stay right there, and the show will continue in just a little bit.
Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements. to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
We're always serious, Joe.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're always serious.
Okay, here we go.
So there's a cute little 86-year-old Utah rancher. Whose side am I on already?
Oh, I don't know. Gee, Fred. Tell us which side you're on without telling us which side you're on.
It's a cute little old 86-year-old man rancher that his whole life, pretty much, he's been out in Utah in this Emery County. Emery County, if you don't know where that is, that's near Moab, Utah, where they have people ride bikes, and it's out there by the Colorado River, actually the Green River. And it's very, I'm going to say, an area of Red Rocks. I guess the way we call it is Red Rocks. And it's beautiful, yet deserty. And they've got this valuable ranch that's worth about $15 million. An 86-year-old Utah rancher, I don't know what's going on, but he has a dispute with his kids. And the dispute is as to who owns what part of the ranch and the equipment, who does what, how, where. And a lawsuit occurred where the father, Kerwin Jensen, sued.
The cute old man?
Yeah, the cute old man sued his kids because the kids were trying to claim that the ranch was also theirs.
So you're saying that he is the suing type?
Yes.
Okay. He filed a cute little lawsuit.
Yes, and he's such a cute little 86-year-old man.
On embroidered paper with little flowers and hearts.
Wrinkled
and
little lawsuit. With the $15 million ranch. After more than a year after the suit was filed, they went to mediation. What mediation is not arbitration. It's where either side doesn't have to agree to the settlement, but an independent mediator, retired judge or lawyer, retired lawyer, will sit there and try to get the two parties together and settle the case. Well, that happens, and apparently Jensen, that's the old 86-year-old man, apparently steps away from the mediation session and leaves. And then his lawyer, this is his allegations, claims that he presented the papers for him to sign to settle the case and what the settlement terms were. He signed it, but he really didn't know exactly what he signed or what his agreement was. He's claiming. And so he refuses to follow the agreement that they agreed to in the settlement conference and or mediation. And so the court says, well, yes, you are. And he says, no, I'm not. And the court is now in the process of saying, well, you're going to go to jail for 30 days. So here's a cute little old 86-year-old guy who's fighting with his kids, agrees to a settlement, it sounds like he did agree and he has to comply. But I remember my 89-year-old grandma saying to me one time, she did something that was wrong. Nothing major. I'm 89. I can do whatever I want. And so that's, I think, what he's trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The way you're describing this, Fred, I keep thinking of that one of the opening scenes from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, with the guy's going to bring out your dead, and he brings out the old guy. The old guy says, I'm not dead yet, you know, I should like to go for a walk. And that feels like what the kids are doing to the dad here. But look, the thing I see about this is they have the mediation, the settlement agreement, and the guy gets up and leaves. His lawyer finishes the negotiation, brings the paperwork to the sweet little 86-year-old, who signs and then later claims, I didn't know what I was signing. The lawyer didn't tell me. So is his beef with the kids at this point?
Should be with the lawyer.
It's with the lawyer if he's got a problem with it. I do have an update on what the judge decided.
What did the judge decide? Because this, as of, this was as the beginning of the week.
That's
and
right.
He had a hearing. And by the way, the poor little old 86-year-old man had diabetes, fought cancer, and 3 heart attacks. And he's 86, so he's a good old farmer. Go ahead.
All right, stand by. Here we go. Stand by, please. This is important. Here we go.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
Latest update, Todd.
So the judge did issue the threat, you know, turn everything over, or I'm putting you in jail for 30 days, says. But according to KUTV News out of Utah 3 days ago, says the judge relented, opting instead for a court clerk to sign over the ownership documents. Because, I mean, essentially it was under the agreement, the guy, the sweet little 86-year-old, either he could sign over the property and the equipment to the sons, or the court clerk could, because it was part of the settlement agreement, and it's now a formality. The guy was refusing to do it, and so the judge says, you do it or I'm putting you in jail. And then the judge relented and said, all right, let's have the court clerk do it. And so that's
Called an illicer.
Yeah.
And they probably requested it in the contempt action as part of the remedy would be that the court appointed an illicer.
But either way, the kids get the ranch and they get the implements and they get the dirt and all that stuff.
Well, we don't know how much
parts of it.
Well, according to the guy, you know, he was interviewed and he says, this is shocking to me. I couldn't imagine doing that to my dad when I was that age and I have nothing. I have nothing left. To hear his statements, you'd think that he was kicked to the curb. They gave him a shopping cart, a bag full of, you know, half-eaten Fritos. It's good luck, Dad. That's the way it sounds, the feeling. I hope he's got more than that, but that is...
It sounds like it was a settlement, so he probably got something.
My last 10 million. I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
Wait, was it a sale or was it just a transfer? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It's in Moab, Utah, which is valuable property.
It's beautiful,
down there by the Colorado River. But no, I don't know. We don't have all those details, but it's interesting to see, you know, what's going on.
He could have had to transfer it to him and the boys.
It might have been
right?
transferred originally somehow. You know, through a trust or something, and then he's decided, oh, I don't want to do that. Now, I don't know what happened. We'll look into that. Maybe we'll know next week.
Yeah.
We'll know next week. When we come back, Denise is going to talk to us about a lawsuit about a doctor impregnating his patient and what happens with this lawsuit. We'll be back after this.
We are just a fertility news today, aren't we? Stay tuned, as is more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on many local radio stations and always streaming every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, at radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
You found Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Zelensky declined to comment on whether he ordered an attack on a Russian fuel depot. The Secretary of Ukraine's National Security Council denied allegations from Moscow that two Ukrainian helicopter gunships had struck the facility in the city of Belgorod. If Moscow's claim is confirmed, it would be the war's first known attack in which Ukrainian aircraft penetrated Russian airspace. President Biden says it's Russian President Vladimir Putin's fault that prices are going up.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world.
A judge denied Ghislaine Maxwell's request for a new trial, rejecting her claim of juror bias. Maxwell filed the motion after a man who served on the jury that convicted her of sex trafficking last year revealed he was a victim of childhood sexual abuse, which he had not disclosed in jury selection. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Oh, we're having a great time. So, look, here's an interesting case that just happened. There's a jury award that occurred about protesters in Denver. In Denver, Colorado, there was protests. You know, for quite some time, there was protests about George Floyd and other things. The argument was that there are many people that were harmed or hurt because the excessive force of the police. Now, the argument is, now, you know, what's the first thing you're thinking? Okay, well, were they just peacefully protesting, or were they breaking and looting things, right? But again, we weren't there and didn't listen, but the lawyers for the people, the plaintiffs, basically said that argued that they the police indiscriminately used force against nonviolent protesters, including people just filming the demonstrations. You know, tear gas, you know, rubber bullets, et cetera, et cetera. And there's also 29 pending lawsuits around the country that are doing the same thing, that are arguing that the police use excessive force and suing for money for injuries or harm for the police trying to break up these protests. And the jury awarded, Denise, what? Come on. How much did they award? They awarded $14 million to the protesters. And this is going to be very interesting, because this may be a problem or not a problem. It depends on what side of the table you're on, how or what the police can do now during protests. Now, there's peaceful protests. This is where the line has to be drawn, I guess, right? There's peaceful protests, and then there's violent ones where they're looting, damaging. That's a different story. According to what they're arguing here, the plaintiffs argued, it was There was no damage, looting, or anything like that happening, supposedly.
But even if there was damage and looting by a certain segment of people, it doesn't mean that the ones that were validly peacefully protesting should have excessive force used against them either.
That's true. I see that issue. I also, to a certain extent, if people are drawing the line, and I don't think they can necessarily draw the line about unlawful use of force, as opposed to you Star Wars fans, which is unlawful use of the force, Darth Vader. If for unlawful use of...
Todd.
I'm sorry.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Too easy.
Even if somebody has violated the law, even if there is a crime, law enforcement officers can still be held liable for unlawful use of force in apprehending that. Now, the irony here is that this group was protesting, if you will, the George Floyd incident. And the officer who was the arresting officer in that was found guilty, ultimately, of acts which in and of themselves also constitute unlawful use of force on his behalf of somebody who had committed a crime, albeit related to a bad check. And that's why the force was so over the top, right? It was so over the top compared to what George Floyd was alleged to have done, the actions of Derek Chauvin. And so just because somebody has broken the law, officers are still supposed to exercise restraint. Now, in this case here, the word that I saw in the article that we read that came from U.S. News, was it U.S. News? Was it U.S. News? Do I have brass knuckles? I don't know. The word that I saw that was used...
Yeah, it was U.S. News.
...was indiscriminate use of force.
So, untargeted, meaning?
So essentially, if you have people that are clearly breaking into or looting and doing things, and they're in one side, and then you've got another group, maybe they're separated a little bit, but they're still close, another group that is clearly peaceful, you fire the pepper bullets and stuff at the one that's breaking in, but then they turn and fire it at the other group that wasn't doing anything but watching. That would be indiscriminate use of force.
That's their argument here.
And I think that was the argument that the jury believed that led to the $14 million award. Yeah, we were all there, but not all of us were doing it. Only a select group were, but you used the same level of force on everybody that was there.
But what about, I'm going to be the devil's advocate. What about if the ones that were doing the looting and the breaking are intermixed with the ones that weren't? So how does the police do that? And not only that, under California law, and I'm sure other laws are the same in other states, there are government protections, and especially for the police officers and the government from being sued, because otherwise they'd be constantly be paying out, quote, taxpayer money for all these lawsuits, which, by the way, there's 29 of them. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just throwing a little wrench in this thing to ask you about that.
So,
by the way, it was AP News. It wasn't.
Yeah, that's right. I would say specific to this case, I wouldn't be surprised if the defense raised that issue that there was some sort of intermingling, and that the jury made a determination that there was enough differentiation that the officer should have known. Because I see a jury not giving an award if it is truly, we couldn't tell who was who. I would think that these facts would necessarily have to have alleged that, no, there was a pretty easy way to tell the difference between the two, and you used the same force on those who were doing illegal things as you'd on those who were not.
Yeah, like I was carrying a sign. My hands were both on the sign. I wasn't entering unlawfully to any buildings. I was just standing outside, very clear.
Or I had a camera. You're doing
but
that.
But what about that? What if they're 7 feet away from the individual that is breaking glass?
Well, I don't know. I think that the key word in the article that we read and in the allegations in the lawsuit was the indiscriminate use.
Yes.
And that is the allegation that the officers weren't even trying to differentiate. Everybody got the same conduct, whether they were there or not, and that it would have been easily identifiable. I think that would be the burden that the plaintiff would have to show in that case. And apparently the jury found that they met that burden.
Huh.
So,
well, to show you how much things have changed, it was not until relatively recently, it's been a while, that several states allowed police officers to shoot at fleeing suspects. Just if they came and the officer said stop and the guy didn't stop, turn around, ran away, the officer could shoot at them and take their life with no problem. You know, so things have really changed a great deal in terms of the way that the public interfaces with the police officer, and now there's a much greater burden.
Here's the general rule. If a police officer pulls you over, it's a general rule, just comply.
Pass the attitude.
That's exactly. And I've talked to a lot of prosecutors. I know a lot of judges, and they, you know, a lot of times it's like, okay, this person's in here for the attitude test. It doesn't mean you have to do something bad or negative or make them do something that's unconstitutional, but just sit there. Okay, what, officer? What, whatever. Just sit there. You know, I mean, just don't sit there and fight. Don't run. Just do, and then you don't get in trouble. Anyway, let's talk about the doctor. Since we're talking about is impregnation, children, donors, sperm donors, and we're talking about fertility. Why not just keep going on that, Denise? Just keep on going.
The theme of our show.
The theme of our show.
Sperms of endearment.
And it's all about you, Denise. Get going on this.
Well, there was this doctor in Vermont who impregnated one of his patients with his own sperm. And so she was there getting IVW or IVF fertility treatments.
So in vitro fertilization.
Yes, right. And he didn't tell her. In fact, her and her husband had planned to have sperm from a medical student that looked a lot like her husband, right? And he didn't bother to tell her that he had impregnated her with his own sperm. And this was in the 1977. That's how long ago it was. And this isn't the only lawsuit against this doctor. And the doctor has since retired, but he also lost his medical license as a result of what happened here. And the part that's amazing is that there was only $250,000 in damages, but they gave him, the parents got punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
Well, how did they find out?
Their daughter grew up, and she took some genetic testing to try to find out who her dad was, right? And found out it was this doctor.
So let me get this straight. It was the genetic testing, right? There was nothing about the daughter's physiology that would have led the folks to think, wow, that does not look like young you, the donor that we get. I mean, look, if they wanted a medical student and somebody that looked kind of like the father, at least they're 50% there. The doctor was a medical student at one time, right?
And let's talk about the lawsuits.
Yeah, and maybe he pulls out an old Polaroid. That kind of looked like your husband. Whatever. I'm gonna MacGyver this thing, right?
Well, guess what? Remember we brought it up about the last one. How does this affect the individual that they receive, their child, right? But I guess the child's older now, so it's not as important. But a little young kid suing, saying, oh, I didn't want that kid. What about the same thing in this case?
Well, $5.2 million overcomes a lot of mental anguish.
All right, we'll be back after this. Talk about a one-legged inmate.
Good. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, my air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, that stone. How did that happen?
Are you serious?
Boys are weird.
Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Well, I've got an interesting thing to discuss about. Back a while back, there was an individual, excuse me, I had to clear my throat, by the name of Mr. Bell, Vincent Bell, who was one of four individuals that broke into a home in on San Bruno Avenue in the Bay Area in California. They hogtied an individual by the name of Reed and an 18-year-old woman, put him in an SUV, where Reed was shot, that is, the individual, was shot before dumping him on the street. So Reed died at the hospital, and apparently these guys knew one another, and he was found guilty and actually pled guilty of various crimes and was put in jail. All right? So he's in jail, and somehow his leg was taken off. He's 40 years old, and
I just love the way you throw it. Yeah, somehow his leg was taken off. We don't know what happened.
I don't know. Diabetes, something. I don't know.
It's a minor point.
Yeah, his leg was surgically removed. That's not the point of the issue.
His leg contained contraband. They would not allow it.
Well, so what he's had some issues with in prison, and this is in San Francisco, he has issues with hiding, apparently, knives and or weapons in his wheelchair.
And so they wheeled him out to his cell, and they made him get up and hop. Hop 64 feet over to his jail cell and put him, they were going to put him in a padded jail cell, and he fell down multiple times, and they treated him poorly, and he's got a disability, and there's still issues of disability laws in California and in federal disability laws where they have to be treated a certain way. And the fact that they made him do that and treated him that way, he sued. And the one-legged inmate won $504,000 in a lawsuit. Because it did show that, and they said excessive force. Apparently he fell, they picked him up face down and took him to his jail cell. Now look, what's going on with the family of Mr. Reed that was murdered by these individuals? Do you think they're feeling sorry for him for having to hop over to his prison cell?
I think not.
But, the interesting thing is the disability laws still are in effect while they're in prison or in jail. And that's something that's interesting. And, you know, I'm not saying they should have treated him this way, but it's interesting. It's just ironic that he sues and wins $504,000. Does that go to the family of the individual that he was
partially murdered?
Or where does that $504,000 go?
I have no idea. I just wonder if he had to, like, throw a stone out in front and then hop his way to the stone, like hopscotch. Did they administer field sobriety tests of which one of them is the one leg stand? I have no idea what's going on.
I'm over here kind of talking.
Well, to answer Fred's question, it would not go to the family unless they filed a civil lawsuit.
Absolutely.
And won a damage award against him.
That's true. So if this is the $504,000, I mean, what do you use it for in jail? But, you know, he could give it away to someone, a family member or something. And then the question is,
his canteen account is looking real good.
Well, the question is, you're right, can the family now sue? It might be too late. The statute ran, right? Because this was a while ago that this murder occurred. And I can't remember, but maybe the statute's run to bring a civil suit.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong story there.
But I don't remember the exact time when the actual murders occurred. December 2012 is when the murder occurred. So 2012 was a while ago. The statute's already run.
Is there a statutorial definition of excessive force? Because that, to me, is an interesting thing here. You've got to get the guy moved where you need to get him. You've got to get him there when you need to get him there to keep order within inside of the jail. What determines excessive force?
Well,
what does that mean?
64 feet, Cal, they could have wheeled him up to the edge of the, I would think, the edge of the jail cell, right?
But did they apply force on him while he was hopping over there?
Nobody fell.
And then they picked him up face down and were kind of dragging him over. Apparently, that was their argument. But whatever it does, see, we don't have all the facts. The jury awarded him $504,000.
Yeah, $4,000 of it was just because he has a phantom pain in his leg that was lost.
Well, what's interesting about this, too, is trying to figure out.
Well, that's a real thing.
No, it is. Yeah. My dad had that. My dad lost his leg. So here's the deal. The question is, what happens to those $504,000? Does the family, the Reed family, that had their family member murdered in 2012, should they get some of that money? And I think the statute's run. I don't know if they'll be able to. So, Todd, you had an interesting case about Barry Morphew,
54-year-old man in Colorado who is facing trial for the murder of his wife, whose body they have yet to find. The prosecution's theory of the case is that he shot her with a dart gun, paralyzed her, and then threw her down an abandoned mine shaft, but they haven't found her. Well, his attorneys, they're getting ready for trial coming up in the summer, that his attorneys have filed a motion seeking the court to dismiss the case because of misconduct, they allege, on the part of the prosecutors. They say that the prosecution team, they say that cops lied about the reason that Mr. Morphew was arrested. They falsified information processed by the Colorado Bureau of Investigations. The prosecutors filed pleadings with false information. They just failed to disclose that DNA found from inside the deceased or the missing wife's car came back as a match to a sex offender out of Arizona, not Mr. Morphew, and that one of the lead investigators, Mr. Cahill, has since resigned and is under investigation, internal affairs. And my opinion of this motion is, because I read it, 9-page motion, they cite no legal authority allowing the court to dismiss the case. There's no basis for this. The information, all of the allegations they make in this motion are, if true, great defenses at trial and issues that should be presented to the jury. Look, if the DNA evidence from inside the car comes back to a sex offender out of Arizona that is not Mr. Morphew, then by golly, show that to the jury and let them go, well, there's your guy, reasonable doubt, not guilty, if you think that'll get you there. If you think the prosecution hasn't disclosed things, if you think that the investigating officer is impeachable because he's now suffering an internal investigation, affairs investigation, is no longer in law enforcement, that's fodder for trial, not a pretrial motion. Every case they cited in their motion were decisions by appellate courts of the Supreme Court overturning convictions after trial. Not one case dealt with a pretrial dismissal of a criminal case.
And the dismissal, the judge has to basically assume the facts in the complaint are true.
That's right.
So
that's right. This whole thing, really, it was a way to get the arguments of the defense out there in the media so that the potential jury pool would have some information about the case before they came in.
Well, next week, you hold on to your horses. Next week, we're going to talk about Judge Judy. That's going to be Denise that's going to talk about it, because we ran out of time. Because at the very end, we want to do one important thing, and that is do quick takes. And that talks about what we think about today's topics.
Yeah. So, Denise, do you have your quick take ready? Would you like to start for us tonight?
I had a premonition that we're going to talk about Judge Judy next week. So mine is about Judge Judy.
Okay.
You guys have to remember, Judge Judy is always right.
Okay, let's just wait. Let's wait for that. That's a good one.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Fred, I'm sure you
yes,
have...
Yes, we talked a lot about fertility cases today. I'm kind of wondering if I'm in the wrong area of law. Maybe I should start handling fertility lawsuits, but... Let me think about that. Oh, I thought long enough. No, I'll stick to PI.
Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take?
Well, you know, we covered the Bob Baffert story, and it got me thinking about horse racing. And, you know, that Joe Theismann, former NFL quarterback, is probably pretty glad that NFL trainers don't treat leg fractures the same way horse trainers do.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. 9 to noon every single Saturday Pacific time.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk.
And RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.